It's time for Rant.
And today's rant is brought to you by New Works Plumbing of Sacramento. Locally owned for over 20 years, New Works has a fix for you. For your plumbing needs and repairs, just go to newworksplumbing.com, N-E-W-W-R-X-Plumbing.com. I've said it once, I've said it twice, I've said it over and over and over again. Dak Prescott is an overrated quarterback, and in my opinion, he's the most overpaid player in the National Football League. You give him a four-year, $160 million contract, and yes, there are times when he will look great, like last week against Tampa, and then there are times where he will just look awful, like yesterday against San Francisco. His interceptions were absolutely inexcusable. He had two, should have had a third, right before the two-minute warning to end the game, when it was right in the breadbasket of Dre Greenlaw. He would have had a walk-in pick six. But, I mean, you cannot turned the ball over the way Prescott has and continues to do in his career. The interception right before the half was a potential 10-point swing. Cowboys were moving, they were in the red zone, and instead of scoring, San Francisco was able to get the ball thanks to a bad pass, go down the field, set up a Robbie Gould kick at the intermission, and again, that was a huge momentum swing in this football game. Dallas has a quarterback like the Raiders had with Derek Carr. There are times when he will take your breath away and you're like, oh, wow, this is our franchise quarterback. And then you realize, no, he's not. Cowboys are never, ever winning a Super Bowl with Dak Prescott as quarterback. And I don't know how many times I need to say this. I don't know how many games you have to watch. Prescott is a good quarterback, but he is nothing more than good, period. Plain and simple. And again, yesterday, it was on full display in Santa Clara, and the Niners are now on their way to the NFC Championship game against the Eagles. And that's my rant for today. Hey, we'll talk more about this later on YouTube. Sean Salisbury will be with me at 3 o'clock. Then we'll be on at halftime of the Kings and the Grizzlies and after the game as well. Be sure and join me. Ryan will be on at halftime and the postgame as well. So it's a busy Monday. Thank you so much again for listening to Grant's Rant.